May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Be seated, please. Each of the readings this morning has, in its own way, talked about our responsibility in building up the kingdom of God, being good stewards for the bounty we have been blessed with. Each has, in its own way, led us toward our need to remember on this day not only a thanksgiving for what we've been given, but the real call to share and care for those around us. And I was reminded, as I thought about those lessons, of a friend of mine in a conversation with a young man. It really wasn't that young anymore, but this young man was angry. Really, really angry. And a new arrangement had been made in a new city. It wasn't working out as he had hoped. He was not getting the help from family as he expected they might. Those who lived nearby did not receive him well. He had no car, no job. He was fearful of being unable to find his own way home on the new bus system that he was unfamiliar with. My friend and he talked about it. He liked to call her a lot. He was so angry on this call, though, that all she could do is sit and listen, interjecting the occasional encouraging murmur. But his anger did not cool, not for a long, long time. When it did, it broke out into tears, deep, deep sobs. And that was unusual for him. "I'm messing up," he said. "I don't have nothing, just like every other time." But you know, he wasn't messing up. And this was not like every other time. Encumbered by a lack of education, by some psychiatric disabilities, by a history of addiction and a criminal record, he had nonetheless, at this time, remained out of jail. He was clean for 4 years. That may not sound like a big achievement to some, but it was huge for him. He had traveled across the country to a new city to make a new start. It's true that his family was not as supportive as he would have liked. But you know, he was learning to be supportive of himself. My friend reminded him of that. She said, "You will always have yourself, and you will always have God. Try just getting on the bus and riding it for a day. Look at the landmarks. See where it stops on the route. You've got time to do that right now, and you'll have a better feel for the city if you do." They had been on this phone call for quite a while. He was crying. That was a good thing. Would help him rest and sleep that night. It'd help him get it out of his system, out in the open, where it wouldn't turn so easily into aggression. And he was doing all the right things. He was managing his anger well as well. She said, "I remember the time when you would have found somebody to hit. You're going to make it, little by little. You're going to make it." He had overcome much in his life, and God's help had helped him do that. "Just go ahead and cry," my friend said, "as long as you'd like. It's good for you. It's okay." And then they hung up, agreeing to talk tomorrow. This life can be so hard. So hard for so many. So many start way behind the starting line, way at the end of the line. It's so hard to come abreast to others, to just arrive, at a place where most people start. You look at people in the store, on the bus, next to you in the pew, waiting with you at the stoplight. Who knows what courage they had to sum up just to get up in the morning? It is so hard for so many. Today is the American Thanksgiving Day, the day when everyone wants to be home, cook, to eat together, to feel the warmth. The day when the lack of warmth is in one's life is also most keenly felt. The first of our Thanksgivings, our corporate mythology at least tells us, wasn't like that. It wasn't about celebrating familiar coziness. There was, some of them might have thought to themselves, little to celebrate on that first Thanksgiving. They were in a strange place, a new and profoundly uncomfortable place. It was a meal far from home, eaten with strangers, dependent on kindness. A third colony had already failed. Winter was coming. It is we who have added the sentimentality to Thanksgiving. The original was more sinful. Making plans, buying a turkey, reading recipes. Let at least some of your love and your longing this day be instead outward in nature. Let at least some of your longing this day lean toward other people, outside the dear circle of your family and friends. Need is everywhere. Longing is everywhere. May the food we bring forth on this day remind us of that need. May it sit with you at table. May our gathering this day reconnect us with the deep need, the deep human longing that is so very close to each and every one of us. Amen.